Hey, welcome to another episode of Stoner's Journal. I'm your host, John Wiki, and let's get right into it, because you know what? We don't got a lot of time. It is the eve before the election, and I have a feeling with the blue moon and all the weird shit, it just feels like a cleansing is about to happen. And I feel like this is going to be like one of those moments where you're going to look back on it and say, I knew exactly where I was and what I was doing on November 3rd, November 4th. This shit's probably going to go on until November 4th of 2025, for all we know. But I'm not here to talk to you about politics. Hell the fuck no. I want to talk to you. I think I paused here a second. I want to talk to you about some other bullshit that has been on my mind. I got my wife, Marie. I feel like I haven't been able to do a decent podcast lately. I haven't had really a lot to talk about. Not a lot has gone on, but not only that, I hadn't had some good shit to smoke until now. So that's all changing. And I might have something to say, or I might not. But nonetheless, I've been a little bit self-conscious. Not that nobody's listening, or ever will, but I don't know. Why am I all doing this? It is a journal of my upkeeping, my up-grooming, my learning, my path, my journey. So just to document it, I can look back, take a step back, see above the trees, you know, gain perspective on where I've been and where I'm going. And I hope after the blue moon and after this election, I'll be going straight to your heart, my wife's heart. She thinks I'm bullshitting her. But I'm not. My love is true. Anyway. She's been flipping out. We had an inspection that was going to take place. And, I smoke weed in the apartment where they allow no smoking. She smokes cigarettes. I smoke weed. We got an inspection. And she's tripping out. She's got the steamer on the floors and on the ceiling. She's steaming the walls, the ceiling, and I don't know. She wanted me to crawl in a duct and something. I don't know. Like, look for. She thinks like the next door neighbor above us, like, is monitoring everything we do and say and snitching on us, and therefore caused this whole inspection to occur. So we're, you know, my vent, because I smoke on the fucking toilet, I told you. And my vent was all fucked up with just like my lungs. It looked, that's just like a good illustration of what my insides look like, is that outside of that vent, and it looked like shit. And I know that's what my lungs look like. I don't give a fuck, and I'm not looking for your sympathy. I'm just here to tell you that I went the extra mile. I didn't clean those motherfuckers, no. I didn't throw them away either. What I did do was I took my ass down to the hardware store, and I got me a new vent, and I brought my old lady with me. I said, it took some time to find these motherfuckers, because it's not like, you know, that fucking store is like, how many aisles were in that? Like 98 aisles in that fucking store? They send us to aisle 12, then they send us to aisle 43, and then they fucking go to 70. I don't fuck. Finally, we get to the damn plastic vents. And I find a look-alike. Not the exact match. And we brought the exact match. Brown caked in, you know, fucking marijuana mucus, smoke, whatever. It's bad. It's yellow. It's ugly. But we brought it. We brought our ugly baby in to the store to do some comparison. And we found one. It wasn't the exact same, but it was close enough. She didn't want to get it. She was saying that they were going to notice the different vent. And then she didn't want to get it. She wanted to clean the old one. Well, I thought this was ridiculous, as you probably did too. So we went ahead and bought two, only opened one, kept the halfway decent vent up, clean, you know, replaced the other one, completely different. Day of inspection. Knock, knock, knock. Okay, we're all ready. We've been preparing for this shit for like fucking 2 weeks, right? We're like, you can eat off the fucking floor at this point. We open the door. Hello, hello. It's the management. They'll be here in 2 seconds. Close the door. Okay, well, we're already here. You know, I wipe my ass, pull my shirt on, I'm good to go. One lady walks in. Doesn't introduce herself, doesn't say she's fucking shit. She's got a fucking clipboard in her hand. And she's just like, I don't know what she says. She's just like looking under the cabinets, like for like water damage. Literally 20 seconds in the bathroom, 20 seconds in the other bathroom, under the kitchen. I say, what the fuck is going on, man? Excuse me. You know, we've been sweating, thinking that you guys are going to bust us with DEA agents and dogs and you know, sniffing cream and all that shit. Nothing happens. You got my wife all worried and up in arms and nothing. And this is all, you're done in like 45 seconds. Like, you know, like I am usually on a Friday night after, you know, me and my wife. I'm done after 45 seconds and so are you. So what is going on? She says, I don't know. What she said? She said, I don't know. You got to talk to, I just do what I'm told. I'm told to look at these things here. She didn't say what for. What? I only assume that, you know, the bank's investment is does inspections. I didn't know they could come and send fucking inspectors in to see how their investment asset is doing, you know, if they're losing money, if it's being taken care of or not. Kind of fucked up. Another reason I'll leave this motherfucker. First General. I'm John Wiki. Thanks for listening. Wiki out.